perfecting imperfection. Goblins and gnomes.
I was thinking about that expansion today, because it was weird, because it was the first one. So, like, a lot of the cards weren't really Goblin versus... They were still just, like, Hearthstone cards at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we never had... We didn't get a Volgin card yet. Here's Volgin. Like, you know?
He's a... Troll.
So, yeah. What, yeah. So, yeah. It's not like now where it's, like, everything fits into, like, whatever theme it is.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, I don't have a lot of those cards.
I wasn't Goblin versus Gnomes.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't quite playing as much back then.
Did you get Dr. Boom?
I did get him. Yeah, that's like fine, that's the only legendary I got.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
I'll show you mad with my Dr. Mad. He summons two mad bots and you damage them. They do 1-4 mad damage to you.
How's that different from regular damage?
Shut up, you. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for October 14th, 2017. This is Mike Minotti, joined by your brother, my brother. I was distracted because I was looking at your phone and it's like doing the recording thing. I didn't know this is how our setup worked exactly.
Yeah. It's fancy now.
He's changing things up on me, so. First he's telling me we're on something called, so what is it called?
Anchor.
We're on an anchor now and we got these things. I don't know what's going on. People seem to like it, though, so good job.
Yeah, I did like a kind of mini show exclusively on Anchor all about the Apple event, so you don't have to talk about
it. God.
You're welcome.
Thank God. I had to cover that for work, because like...
might be some games.
Well, there might be some games where a little bit shorter stuff on the VentureBeat side of like that stuff, so I had to like watch this whole thing. I don't know. It's rough for me, those events, man. They're
I enjoy them.
No, they're too long. They are very pompous. They are very, like... self-congratulatory. The language is ridiculous. I mean, it was like the funniest thing when first off they open with like, look at our theater. So that's 15 minutes.
It's a big deal. It's a new theater.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Then it was like our stores, and they talk about their stores, which aren't really stores. They say they're really more like community centers. I was like, oh my god.
It's like you got a real-time strategy game. Mm-hmm. You got the Apple Store. You click the upgrade to community center button, and now it's a community center. You're like plus two to science.
Why do tech companies hate number 9 so much?
That is funny, isn't it?
It's funny how it's Windows and Apple, but we're not doing a 9th one. We're just going straight to 10. Like I thought,
you know why, Mike?
No, because it's 7, 8, 9.
That's right.
Kill yourself. 9 always gets the short end. Even Final Fantasy 9, which is a great game, but like they announced at the same time as Final Fantasy 10 and 11. So interesting. Anyways, our show today. So we'll do our specials then. We'll talk about Destiny 2, Metroid, Samus Returns a bit more. Before that, though, we have NPDs to go over. And we're also going to talk about that Nintendo Direct, the latest one, the kind of big kind of rest of the year releases and a few things beyond that for the most part. So why don't we talk about the Nintendo Direct?
Okay.
First off, do you have any interest in Pokemon Ultra Sun or Ultra Moon?
I didn't even leave the first island in Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, you know what I've sadly come to realize? I might be kind of done with Pokemon.
I think that... I'd be down for a good one.
X and Y, I devoured X and Y.
I didn't like it. I played through X and Y.
I don't know why. No problem. Like, Sun and Moon, it started real strong. Like, the first hour or two, you're like, this is great. Everything's different.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is there's just too many goddamn Pokemon.
There's too many Pokemon. People were talking to me too much. Like, that's part of the charm of like, especially like the first Pokemon.
Yeah, just get out there and
catch Pokemon. There's kind of story, but there's like too many characters.
I'm hopeful whatever they do on the Switch is enough of a leap forward. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it was with X and Y too, because that was the first like. Finally, it's a real 3D game.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a novelty there.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the stupid things that they always add now just feel so gimmicky. Like Mega Evolutions, Z moves.
It's all just stupid. Adding for the sake of adding.
Yeah, I do kind of like. I get you're not gonna make like. I don't want a gritty Pokemon game, but I wish they would make one for like a slightly older audience in mind. I mean, a lot of people
kids will still play it.
Yeah, a lot of people have grown up on Pokemon now, right? Like, I would like something that's a bit more. Not like thematically bites, but just a bit more less hand-holding.
With some intelligence, you know.
I kind of want them the Breath of Wild, the series where they get rid of a lot of the hand-holding.
There you go.
I don't know if you can as easily on this one because it's targeted so much at younger audiences. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't even really have... I mean, the 3DS thing is one thing, but it really is just... I mean, if it was the Switch Pokemon game, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Even though it might still have a lot of the same problems, ultimately. But I also don't like how they, like... don't just, like, call this, like, Pokemon... Star. Or, like... like, how they never made a Pokemon Z. Like, they had a good thing going there. Like, Pokemon Black and White is when they fuzzed that all up. They couldn't make gray. It's Pokemon Black and White, too. Like, what's this? Like, it's not really like that. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
This is really the most... this is basically Black and White, too. Same kind of thing. They never... they didn't do anything with X and Y, which is... X and Y. Yeah, they never did anything in that one. They just kind of moved on. So, yeah, Pokemon's kind of in a weird place for me right now. It's like... my interest, like, after the big hype, like, last year was, like, a big Pokemon year, now I'm kind of, like, a little pokied out. Okay, so, the next, kind of big thing they talked about was Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Do you have any interest in that one?
I gotta see. That's gonna be a game that, like, if everyone is like, it's amazing, sure. If it's getting, like, sevens and eights, we'll see.
I'm kind of glad that it's not, like, a direct sequel to the first one. I think it's kind of similar, because, like, I played half of the first one, then I kind of got distracted. But I liked it. I don't know, you know.
I know all the previews and stuff I've heard of the game, like from E3 and things like that. It's a very cluttered UI. I don't know if that's something they're going to be able to clean up or
I'll tell you about cluttered UI.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture I posted of Final Fantasy Dissidia NT's UI?
No, but I've heard similar things.
It's insane.
Yeah, like
it's the most cluttered thing.
Why does that game need so much junk on screen?
It's like, that's like a whole other conversation. I don't know if you have it right now, but yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's fun. I like how it seems like it's basically you have two actual party members, and then like each of them can kind of like have like a summon character. It's like their sword has like a persona or something like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of like RPGs with smaller party sizes in a lot of ways, because then those characters can actually develop.
I mean, my ultimate thing is I'm excited for RPGs on the Switch.
Right, that's another thing.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah, this is the first big-time RPG on the... JRPG on the Switch, and so that's cool. It is weird. It seems like Xenoblade Chronicles X never happened.
Right?
Like people must... I guess that game came out, people played it, everyone seemed to like it fine.
Yeah, it was on the Wii U. That was the problem.
But it's weird it wasn't even called that, because, like, unlike this, it was, like, a completely different universe and stuff, right?
Yeah, I think they were trying to get some name cachet.
Yeah, a little interesting.
Little Final Fantasy adventures there.
Mm, something or another. So, it looks interesting. It's like, I don't know if it's... I think it's a very good December game.
To really get it, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a really cool December game.
You'll probably be reviewing it.
Yeah, probably. So, I think that's... I mean, you know, the Switch has done a very good job of, like, having at least a pretty big game every month.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job.
So that's for December, I think that's great. Then the kind of the surprise was this Project Octopath Traveler,
which a demo came out yesterday. I haven't played it yet, but they showed this in the system launch, right? This is the same thing that it was like untitled Square Enix RPG.
Yeah, for a second. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like it is that cool, like, if we just had 16-bit sprites forever, and we just were like, how do we make these look better?
And it's kind of like they're on top of, like, 3D background. It's kind of like what Xenoblade did, like, way back when.
But it's, like, it's really dramatic lighting, which is what I like about it.
They also talk about, it's like there's eight different characters. It's not, like, eight party members. I think you, like, literally pick each character, and they each kind of have, like, their own chapter.
You know what that reminds me of?
Yeah, I know exactly what it reminds you of. Saga Frontier.
I love that game.
I did like Saga Frontier
for
a while.
It was so good.
It was so bizarre. I don't know how good it really was.
No, probably terrible.
But back in the day,
because was that one of those... was Saga Frontier 2, like, that weird Summer of Square?
Yeah. I think so. It was that Legend of Mana, like... was it Chrono Cross that same time, too, or something? Maybe not.
Yeah, I remember,
they had a ton of games come out. I remember Legend of Mana was one of them.
Saga Frontier, I think that was one of the first RPGs to have, like, some voice acting.
Was it?
And it was, like, exciting to, like, hear them say, like, weird little one-liners during combat and stuff. Oh, yeah, because what the one was, the enemy.
Yeah.
I just remember that.
So, it looks really cool, and it's the Bravely Default team, so I hope it's good. I'm slightly worried about it being, like, a small kind of a thing, if that makes any sense. Like,
I'm pretty on board with that.
Yeah.
That'd be great for me.
No. But we'll see. Like, I just don't understand the scope of it. Also, can I say, it's a little weird, like, pick a name. Like, how's it tentatively titled? It has a demo.
Yeah, right?
Like, you have, like, the big presentation. Pick a name. Just call it Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, that's as good as it's gonna get, I think.
Like, how do you get a name? Like, make that decision. So, the other big focus was Mario Odyssey, which looks great.
I've been watching this. I don't need to. I actually didn't want to,
but like I'm working at it. But I really that was my attitude. It was like, you don't really need to sell me on this anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It really,
like, who owns a Switch and is not getting that game?
It really would be stupid.
It's gonna be the best selling game of the year.
It really would be stupid. You think it's gonna be the best selling game?
Oh, absolutely.
Of the year.
How many Switches are out in the wild now? Do we know from the NPDs?
I forget. It's millions.
It's millions, right? Like 5 million.
I mean,
million,
the attach rate
million?
For Zelda is already pretty. I can tell you what the. When we get to the NPDs, I can tell you what the best selling game of the year. Games of the year so far are. We can make the decision, but I don't know, because it'll only have a few months. Maybe.
Yeah, but it's the holidays.
We'll see.
People are ready for it.
I mean, I'm excited. Yeah, I mean, it looks great. But it's kind of like, I don't really need to see this. Those are kind of like the four big showcase games. Then besides that, there are a few announcements. There's like some other, there's like some new Kirby kind of brawler fighting game coming out for the 3DS. There was like a 2D one of those that came out not long ago.
As far as I'm concerned, Metroid is the 3DS swan song.
Do you think? Well, I mean, Ultra Sun and Moon, or
For me personally, I can't imagine what else they're going
to
put on
the 3DS. It's
going
to be interesting
to
see.
I got to get that.
Because once... It feels like once this year is over, like, are we really going to see them? Like, they said they're not going to be in the 3DS, but it'll be interesting to see what happens, right?
Like, yeah, they might make, like, these weird Kirby games. Mm-hmm. And, like, Mario Party's...
Digital only. Mario Party's Top 100.
Whatever, yeah, like, which, go for
it. I said that is to video games as Oops All Berries is the cereal.
That was funny. I saw that one and went, ha. Huh.
Yes. Kind of the big surprise. I wouldn't even get a whole bunch of time, much time to it. But Doom, the new Doom, is coming to Switch, and so is Wolfenstein 2.
Did they show footage of it running on the Switch?
I don't really remember.
That's what I want to see.
I mean, it's not going to look as good, right?
Well, it might, because like, so I don't know which engine Wolfenstein uses actually, but Doom uses that new version of id Tech that runs in that Vulkan API, right? And according to what Grob was saying, the Switch supports Vulkan. Before I upgrade my video card, and I still had a 970, I could run Doom in like 4K and like down res to 1080p and get like 120 frames per second with everything. Like, it's a super efficient engine.
We'll see then.
So I wonder if they can't get like a 1080 60 out
sweet,
of that,
man,
with like most of the settings turned on. That'd be weird.
Doom would be a game like I wouldn't. It's such a replayable game, anyways. That'd be a cool game to like.
Well, even the multiplayer, just like ad hoc multiplayer, that'd be fun.
If there was like a shooter, a first person shooter that I wanted to Switch, it would be Doom.
Yeah, and if it has that snap map mode, that'd be fun
that'd
too.
Neat. Yeah,
that's one I consider double dipping on.
Another game they showed a little bit, just think about now, because it is a 3DS game. I'm looking forward to is that Mario and Luigi remake. But that Bowser's Minion kind of mini campaign.
I know,
campaign.
I'll get that play for an hour and be done.
See,
with it,
I think I'm going to get it. I'll play through it because
I know myself better than that now.
The series is straight a bit, but that first one was still really cool.
It really
was. I'm excited to play that again.
The problem with that series became they literally, like, you got to a screen, they just told you what to do.
Right, like every scene had its own little like thing you had to do, and they told you what to do, and then you did it, and there's a lot of talking, and then you would have a few fights.
The problem was too, like, they were genuinely funny at first, and they were like, oh, everyone thinks these are funny. Mm. And you could tell they were trying to be funny as time went on.
It's like, let's make fun of Luigi some more. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we get it. No.
Get it. I'll tell you how you save that series was, and they never did it, you make the Wario and Waluigi game.
Oh.
God, I would have played the crap out of that.
Either solo or have them team up with Mario and Luigi. That'd be incredible.
Isn't it weird? Like, at some point, Waluigi is going to get his own game.
He has to.
Toad got his own game.
Right?
Finally. Everyone else has got their own. Wario's had plenty of games.
Like, he's such a meme. That could also be like Waluigi jumping the shark is when he finally does get a game.
Nah, it'd be okay. Tingle got a game. We didn't get it, but he got two games. So
that
we
is
could...
true. That's also true.
So, nah, I'll still like it. I mean, I don't know if I've ever won 80 on a character more than Waluigi, or first I'm like, this is stupid.
You only did because of the Brawl in the Family comic.
I guess so. I guess that comic, like,
like, they owe that guy some kudos.
Now, I don't know if the Persona, like, kind of developed that. Like, it's like, Waluigi, it's like everyone else knows he's a joke and he's not in on it. It's just great.
Right.
He's great. He's a good character now. I like Waluigi. That's one of the few Amiibos I got was the Waluigi one. I had to get it.
Right.
Like, well, obviously I need this. So, what? You know, I don't want to say it was a disappointing direct, but there wasn't a big reveal. Like, the most surprising thing was Doom Wolfenstein.
It's not like they're going to announce right. Smash Bros.
Well, and like that rumor was floating around again, and I gave my hopes
up. That's
going
to float at everything they do.
I should have known that No, they already have ARMS and Pocket Tournament coming out. They're probably going to hold off on a fight that, game. Yeah. But that's got to happen at some point.
They're going to announce that at E3 and release in August.
But I'm almost worried about them. Like, again, like, it sounds silly. Like, I should want them to make a new one from the ground up. I really don't, like, I just don't think it's necessary.
Well, because there's a chance they pull a Brawl and
exactly.
kind of
I think
up.
That's why it is. I'm worried that, like, because, like, they got it pretty right with the Wii U version.
Yeah, you just want to just do that.
Like, I don't want to make
add
it, like,
some Brawl. Characters.
Right, add some characters. Like, especially if you make a new one, at this point, like, some of the characters won't be in it now.
Right,
like, there'll
like
be new characters.
Bayonetta and Ryu.
Yeah, oh,
and...
God. Like how we lost Snake, right?
So, yeah.
I really would just, it really does, all it needs to be is just that last game, throw in a few new things, a few new characters, a few new stages, like, even some old stages, like, maybe add that campaign mode, I don't know, but even that's, like, whatever. Just, honestly, like, I would grumble a bit, but if it was just, like, the straight-up Wii U version, but I could play it on my Switch,
fine.
I would still be pretty happy.
Fine,
because I like Smash Bros., and I'm not playing things on my Switch anymore.
I am playing
things on my Switch. So, okay, so yeah, that was the direct event, so, I mean, you know, they did a good job kind of showing off the games for the rest of the year, so that's fine. Alright, so, NPDs for August. Number one selling game was Madden NFL 18.
That's usually what happens every August.
Number two in all of August was Grand Theft Auto 5.
But they're very happy with their success.
Yeah, I bet they are.
That's insane.
Like, what is...
How old is that game? When did it come out? Like, the 360 PS3
version. 2013, I think, yeah.
That's nuts.
I guess it's just every single person who upgrades and gets, like, an Xbox One or PlayStation 4
but even
buys
now,
this game. Even now.
Like, there aren't other games you'd rather get? Like,
yeah, I don't know. If I was getting PlayStation... If someone,
like, yeah,
if someone told me...
a PS4, I'm like, oh, get Uncharted, get Horizon.
Exactly what I was going to say. Uncharted, Horizon.
Like, I'm not telling you, Grant, and this is the funny thing. I've not played a second of that game.
That's funny.
Which I almost feel, like, proud of now. Like, at this point, I've gone this long.
I actually did, like... Play it and beat it, because I was like, well, like, what is, like, what's the deal? Because I've always kind of, like, not liked Grand Theft Auto that much. I played them, so I played through this. It was fine.
Is it really people playing GTA Online?
It is a
is
lot,
that
yeah.
Draw?
That's a lot of it, I think. Like, and they do update that a lot.
But, like, that was in 4, and I played it in 4. I was like, this is
dumb.
It's
very
it's
different.
Just,
it's very different in
is
5.
Is it? Okay, because...
It's a bit, it is a big success
thing. It was dumb in 4. You weren't doing anything.
That's, it's very different, but... I mean, it doesn't interest me. I don't know.
It's weird.
I can't explain it. I can't explain why.
I want to tell these people, like, if you like it so much, quit buying this because they're not going to make a 6 if this is selling so well.
Yeah, that's true. Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to have an online mode like that, so we'll see what happens there. So, yeah, man, Grand Theft Auto 5 like, it's not even, like, decreasing. It's going up the list.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Like, what happens when we get to a month where Grand Theft Auto 5 is the best-selling game of the month again?
It's a bad month.
Okay, so number three is Uncharted Lost Legacy.
That's good.
That's a very good position for, like, what that game is. Like, this kind of like a... It's not really a sequel, standalone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, 4, Splatoon 2. Great,
nice.
Great holdover for that. 5, Breath of the Wild. Still holding strong.
Because Switches keep selling. Now, that's one I understand. You're buying a Switch for the first time. Yeah, good Zelda. Mm-hmm.
6, Tom Clancy, Rainbow Six Siege. 7
is that game's popularity astounds me.
Well, it didn't do
it's
very
so
well at
hot. It's streamable, you know?
Yeah, it didn't hold very well at first, and then it picked up. I mean,
it found its Twitch
it
audience.
Does a good, yeah, well, and it's different from a lot of the other shooters, right? So, yeah. 7 is Mario Kart 8, so that's 3 Switch games in the top 10. 8, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare Remastered, now that it's, like, sold separately, I guess.
Yeah.
9, Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy.
Cool.
10 is Overwatch.
Nice.
And again... Overwatch doesn't include BattleNet sales, so...
Which you have to imagine accounts for the majority of that.
And all the Nintendo games don't include digital sales, so that's worth saying. So, yeah, a little interesting note about sales, too, before we move on. Did you see this with Lawbreakers was under 50 concurrent?
I heard you and Jeff talk about it. That's nuts.
Yeah, like, even...
How does that not find out? Like, what time of day did that happen?
I don't know, but look, it's real, because...
That's...
Cliffy
crazy.
B, like, did a very humbling interview with GameSpot that part of it went up today, where he's just like,
really?
This is, like, kind of humbling and embarrassing. We're going to try to turn it around. It's just bizarre. And no one hates that game.
No, I just feel... I played some of the alpha. The whole thing felt very tone deaf. Like, it couldn't decide if it wanted to be this throwback game like a Doom, or if it wanted to be this modern...
Interpretation
of reissue, it got stuck in the middle.
I think, and he clearly be kind of misses. I think it needed Team Deathmatch. and it didn't have that, and now it's going to get that.
Is it? Yeah.
Because I think, especially that, like, I understand, like, objective-based games seem to be a thing, but...
I think that's what hurt that game the most, is it
an Overwatch or is it an Unreal game, right?
Yeah, it didn't, the objectives, and again, this was alpha, so it was early, so take this with a grain of salt. But it was like a one flag CTF kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
It just didn't feel balanced for that. It really didn't.
It's just, I mean, who knows about balance? You have to play something so long. It's like, I thought it was fun, fine.
But again,
I didn't like the presentation of it.
Yeah, that's what
I didn't
said.
Like. It's
was
weird.
Like, it was like a hard R.
Yeah,
kind
like
of thing.
People like, would swear sometimes, like, ooh, cool. And like,
blood,
it was kind of great.
And it's like, we're over that, man. Like, we're right, really over that.
Right. Like, I mean, that's such a big part. I'm not saying you need to make your game like Overwatch, but such a big part of why I think a lot of people like Overwatch is because it doesn't look like those games anymore, right? Like,
it's bright and cheery and optimistic.
It's like, cool. Yeah, it's fun. Like, you're still killing people. Even that game, by the way, added Team Deathmatch, and it's great. So yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Is like, there was an interview with him a few months ago where people were like, how are you going to compete with Overwatch? He's like, hey, I mean, Quake and Unreal existed together. And it was like, yeah, I guess maybe, but... Overwatch, I think, is bigger than either of those two ever.
They existed
were.
Together when they were both like the first things doing that ever, right. Almost. So it
feels like WildStar coming out when World of Warcraft is like here.
it's I don't revel in its failure. Right?
No, I don't either. But
it's weird. But it's it's also kind of like, what were you expecting?
Yeah. Do you think it goes free to play?
Well, at some point it does. I don't know if it goes soon enough. I mean, Battleborn pulled that trick, and it didn't ultimately help.
Battleborn's
numbers
just a bad
down.
Game.
Yeah, it's probably just not that good.
Well, Battleborn's not a terrible game, but it has awful design aesthetic. Those characters are garbage.
It just kind of plays like a worse version of Super Monday Night Combat for me. And Super Monday Night Combat did not make it.
No, and that game was great.
It's like, you have to know what you are. Like, Paladins, we can make fun of it for being an Overwatch knockoff.
But it knew what it was.
It knew, it's like, look, we're going to be the free-to-play Overwatch game.
Yeah. And
it works.
It works.
People
yeah,
play
it
and they like it, and they do it well. That's fine. So, it is hard. Yeah, it's hard, man. I mean, they can't all be hits. Especially, like, not even just Overwatch. Like, so much attention's on PUBG, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, that probably doesn't help them, too, is, like, if you don't want to play Overwatch and you're looking for an alternative, you're not going to go something that's almost Overwatch. You're going to go the other way
and
PUBG.
And by all indications, Destiny 2 is doing really well, so, yeah, it's a rough
thing. Isn't it funny, like, I almost like, kind of like this about Destiny 2. They're, at no point are they like, here's how we're going to do esports in Destiny 2. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like they were always saying, they would literally just say the word esports, like, in its own sentence when you're talking about Lobber. Even in that interview, he's like, you know, maybe there's still esports, but it's like, stop saying that.
Yeah, no. Esports has to come
esports
second.
Esports is hard. Even Overwatch, like, even with all its league and stuff, like, the esports is still, like, problematic in that.
Well, esports, we could go on a little tangent real quick, I guess, but esports in a shooter is so hard. Because where do you put the camera?
That's kind of the thing.
Right? Like, a MOBA's fine because it's like an overhead view. Like, everyone tries to equate it to sports, but you can't. Because, like, football, you're following the ball. And there's breaks in between everything where you could show replays if something interesting happened away from the ball. But Overwatch, it's just going. It's all over the place.
Part of the issue is, I mean, I can enjoy it, but I could watch a Dota 2 tournament and still kind of enjoy it, even though I don't really know that game very well. I can follow that. Same thing with, like, a lot of card games even, or fighting games especially.
Yeah.
For, like, the specific shooting game, you kind of have to know it pretty well, especially Overwatch. Like, I have to know what, like, a Genji ult is and what it does and why it's important.
And Overwatch stream is exciting at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, yeah, because so much of that is just, like, kind of group... So much of it is kind of waiting for the fights to engage and stuff. And Dota's a bit like that, but there's more things happening with, like, the laning and the jungling and...
Well, no, the advantage Dota has, and MOBAs in general, there is, like, downtime where stuff's happening, but not really. So the commentators can commentate. You can't really... Like, there's still stuff happening in Overwatch. It's just not important.
Now, I think one of the reasons why Hearthstone is so much fun to watch is because, like, you see what's happening, you see their hand, like, while you're, even when they're not doing things, you're kind of, like, playing the game yourself. Like,
this is what I would do.
It's kind of fun to see if they do it or not.
It's poker.
Yeah.
That's why televised poker works.
So it does well. So, best-selling games of the year so far, according to NPDs. Do you know what number one is?
Number one game this year.
Do you have a guess? I don't think it's what you would think it is. I think you'd be surprised.
Is it PUBG?
Well, it might be. I don't think PUBG's on. Like, it doesn't count.
So this is retail sales.
Okay, yeah. So...
I think they track some. It's weird to say. But PUBG's, like, early access only on Steam. I don't know how they track
Yeah. Because I know it's sold, like, what, 10 million? 10 million.
So it's doing very well, sure.
I don't know. What?
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Yeah, that's a big hit.
I forget that game is out sometimes. Like, I hear people talk about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that came out.
Big hit?
Like, I don't even know what it is.
That's, it did very well.
That's the number one selling game.
Of the year so far.
That's wild to
me. It came out earlier, so it had that going.
Right.
Ubisoft's had doing pretty... Cause
Ubisoft, they do their thing,
well,
man.
They focus... I mean, more for a while, that open world stuff seemed to be their bread and butter. Now these games as online games as service things are doing well for them.
Wasn't Ghost Recon kind of open world?
Kind of, but I mean, I think it has like a multiplayer component. That I really don't even know much about the game, to be honest.
Yeah, me either. That's
number two is Breath of the Wild.
Okay. Makes sense.
Number three, Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's insane.
Number four is For Honor. Who thought it would be that successful, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess cool. People have picked up on it.
Well, it's cool. It's like this fun game. It's interesting. It's different. It's different. Yeah. It's like kind of a fighting game and like kind of
Dark Souls.
Right. It's cool. Number five is Horizon Zero Dawn. Good on that game, man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, six is Injustice 2. Number seven is interesting. It's Mass Effect Andromeda, which...
That I think was relative. Pure strength of the franchise.
Relative,
you know?
Yeah. And, like, at this point, it's, like, things that came out. Like, 8's Madden, 9's NBA, 10's Resident Evil, which came out a while ago, but, you know, small, kind of good for that. So, yeah, it's interesting there. All right, then. That's all that stuff. You want to talk about, you've been playing Destiny 2 more, because, like, you can't wait a month. You have to get it early.
It's so good. So, okay. I, last night, hit level 20. I unlocked my third subclass.
Is that the max, or what?
Yeah. So I still haven't finished the campaign yet, but like I've hit that, so I'm like getting legendary on games and stuff. And I'm here to say the shader system's bullshit, and Bungie should die in a fire because of it.
You're that upset about it?
Yeah, because here's why.
It does seem stupid.
Here's why. You hit level 20, and they give you a bunch of shit when you hit level 20. A bunch of bright engrams, you get some shaders, I found a few. So I have like an inventory of shaders. I'm not touching them. I'm still getting gear every 5 minutes.
No, that's what I mean...
The gear I'm wearing now is going to be completely different in 30 minutes.
It is upsetting, because, like, the whole point of what... Because that was actually... Like, it was pointed out for being good in the last game, how the shader system was nice, because it's like, oh, this is cool, because, like, now I can, like, kind of maintain a look, even though, like, I get new items, it's nice.
Well, and here was the other thing that I did in Destiny 1 that I realized I can't do. I would... If I was going Crucible, I'd equip this shader. If I'm playing Strikes with you guys, I'd put on this shader. If I'm just out in the world, I'd put on this shader. Can't do that anymore.
And you hate it because you know it's purely a money-driven thing. It's purely a, well, we can put this in our loot boxes.
Oh, you're going to be drowning in shaders. Yeah, but then...
Not the one you want,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but then you can't at the same time say, shaders going to be rare rewards for these things. You could show off what you earned. Like, not if I upgrade my helmet.
I wish they would have just... If you want to make them, like, part of your loot box, whatever, that's fine. But, like, maybe just make them a lot rarer, but make them so permanent use.
Here's what they should do. It's a bit of a compromise in the middle. I still don't think it's perfect, but I feel like this is as far as they'd be willing to go. Instead of equipping a shader to an item, equip it to the slot itself. Which means you still can't switch back and forth willy-nilly, but at least if I get a new helmet, I don't be like, well, I'm going to lose my shader.
Yeah.
You know, like, Mike, do you remember what my... the one time we beat the raid, do you remember what I got? Hint, it was a shader.
Yeah.
Now, could you imagine if I beat the raid, got 5 shaders, and used them up, and someone else got, like, some kick-ass gun he's going to use for the next 6 months?
I don't know. Like, how did they think this would go over?
Yeah, they may have, like, well, we'll deal with it
and
later.
And it's funny, because you brought this up, because, you know, Luke Smith has to defend this, and he was the guy who on one of yours was, like, one of the people, like...
That's what makes it, I think, almost more infuriating, is knowing that he would have been the first person to be pissed about this.
Yeah, he was the guy who was going off about horse armor in Oblivion.
Right, exactly.
And, like, I get it, like, things change, you're now in charge of a business for all these people who need to make money and whatnot. But it is funny how, like, that perspective...
And there are plenty of other things you can, and they did monetize. Like, put the emotes in there. Yeah. Put the ships. Put the sparrows.
Yeah.
The game should have maybe had a transmog system where you get these items. I think they do. Yeah, they do. You get, like, things that have no power level to them. You just infuse them because they look cool. Yeah. Like, that's your thing. Let the shaders be shaders. And here's what's really infuriating. If you go to shader inventory, you can hit the preview button, and it previews it old school style, where it just puts in all your shit. So, like, I have these shaders, I'm hitting the preview, I'm like, that looks great. Not gonna use it. Like, I'm all like, camo or wearing like red and black. Just, and it's like,
just stupid. And like, is it something they can fix even at this point?
Is it
too part of this, too big? Because at this point, people have used up these shaders now, right? They're going to get mad.
Don't give them a sparrow or something. I don't care.
It would be nice to see it.
I mean, it actually, the problem too is it actually affects the visual fidelity of the game because no one's using their shaders. Everyone, it's like when a new WoW expansion comes out and everyone's outfits is just all over the place. That's what everybody looks like all the time.
Awful.
It's just all different colors everywhere. It's dumb.
That's awful. Yeah,
it's so dumb.
And you just want to talk to them. What are you doing?
It does say something to the quality of the game that this is what we're complaining about and not the gameplay, I guess. Yeah, like, that's
good. We're not complaining about like the shit story this time. But
so, I'll tell you, so to unlock your subclasses, I don't know if this is always the case, but in the two I did, before I could do the quest for the subclass, I had to do public events. God, I love the public event system. The public event system in this game so much.
Yeah,
like, the way you see it on the map, you go there. They put like a flag, and if you use the flag before it starts, it fills all your meters. So you start with like full ammo, your super,
that's all of it. Oh,
and people always show up. They're fun. All of them have a secret objective to unlock the hardcore mode of it.
Yeah.
And everyone knows what they are, so everyone pretty much does them every time now. So you get better rewards, and they're, like, more fun when you do that. Like, they're super great. It's so good.
I actually was playing the PlayStation 4 version for the first time today.
How far did you get?
I did, like, that intro mission, then, like, kind of this. I got to, like, right where they let you walk around the town. And I was really enjoying it. I could tell it's a good game, but I'm kind of checking out this whole PC. I after playing that beta, I was spoiled. It looked a lot better, awesome. And it's just better to be able to use the mouse and keyboard. Like I kind of need it like that now.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Again, who knows what the end game will be like? Because I liked the first Destiny until I got to that point too.
Isn't it weird that Destiny 1 is like a game you can still play right now?
Who the fuck would want to? That's the other thing.
Wow,
there's no going back to Destiny 1 after this game. There's none. None at all.
Not many, actually. I think Steven Totilo on Kotaku like went in Destiny 1 just like yesterday to see what it was like.
Really?
It was like weird. It's a ghost town. So it's like,
I bet.
It's like this weird thing, lost in time. All right. I wonder when they just close the servers for that. I mean, by year, if that. Like, can't be
year
too
or
long.
Year 2, yeah. Well, probably the 360 PS3 ones will go down first.
Oh my god, those are.
That's a 360 game. Isn't that funny?
That was so weird. Even like at that point when a lot of people were doing that, it was weird that those games specifically
at the beginning of the
everybody thought
was like, oh, we have to do cross-platform. No one's going to buy these new consoles.
Everyone wasted so much money.
How was the industry on that?
I mean, to be fair, like there used to be much more of a crossover, but like,
yeah, but after 9 years of waiting, I think everyone was ready for new consoles.
Yeah, this time, it was actually insane this time, like how fast. As soon as you had a PlayStation 4, like, buy PlayStation 3.
Yeah, done.
Same to the Xbox.
Persona 5 came out of the PlayStation 4. Yeah. That's how immediate the shift is.
Yeah. That's true. Well, like, Persona 4 came out on the PlayStation 2 after the PlayStation 3 was
well
out.
Well after the PlayStation 3
was
out.
Yeah, like, years ago. It was like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll play this. All right.
Wrap up the Metroids.
Yeah, I beat that. I put my review. Gave it a 90 out of 100. It comes out tomorrow officially, or when I don't know when you'll see this on the 15th.
It's out. Yeah. I actually got the email from Best Buy. Your order's ready for pickup. I'm like, you bastards are closed.
I had so much fun with it. Like after I beat it, I was just like, man, I'm not going to give anything away in the ending, but I like the ending a lot. It was just very exciting.
Metroid games always end well.
They do have good endings a lot of them when they do it well. Yeah, it's great, man. Like, they had just, like, some, like, actual, like, tough bosses. Like took a bunch of tries to get them. Like, yeah, good.
Right. Yeah, right?
It's funny, because, like, again, I didn't want to let myself get excited about this, right? And I kept saying, like, look, I can't, like, expect this to be, like, the
Super Metroid good.
Well,
or something.
I kept thinking, I can't expect this to be the Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds or the series for 3DS or like the Super Mario 3D Land. But it kind of is that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's as good as Link Between Worlds.
Right, because that game is
sublime. But it's still like, it's there. It's one. It's definitely a top 5 3DS game, I think. It's baffling that they just didn't do this sooner.
I know.
But thank God they did. I'm glad they finally got it. It's cool. And
12 years too late, but whatever.
And you're kind of talking about 3DS Swan Song. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I do like that it is a 3DS game. Like, you have that map on the bottom. You still use touchscreens. Like, you can place markers on the map to kind of, like, remember, like, oh, I need to come back here later.
And my prediction is when they realize Metroid Prime 4 is going to take, like, 5 years to make, like 2 years from now, we get Metroid Samus Returns DX.
Maybe. Well, but like the 3D was actually really cool in this game. Like,
I know, that's what I'm pumped about.
It's a game you play with the 3D on.
Because I do like the 3D.
Because it's neat. Because
that's another thing. Go back to Pokemon Sun and Moon. They turned off the 3D.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. But like all the backgrounds kind of have depth to them and things going on. Like if you freeze a character and then like blow them up, sometimes the ice shard, like one of the ice shards will fly at you. It's like really, it's like not as good as like
Muppet Vision 3D.
I was gonna once again say Link Between Worlds, but it's awesome. I mean, it is a great 2D Metroid game. It has like some of its own new stuff going on. Some of it's really smart.
I'm very stoked.
I loved it. It was super fun. So I think everyone should check that out. All right, that's probably gonna do it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and also be sure to check out our Anchor page.
Anchor.fm/EBP. Hey, call in, too. I forgot to do a prompt for a call. I didn't know we were going to record this earlier.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out when we're going to record now.
Thursday I do TFT. Maybe Thursday could just be my crazy podcast and I like finish that and come here.
We'll
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, so call in. You can tell us what games this fall you're looking forward to, because we were talking about it earlier tonight, trying to go through the mental list of releases.
Yeah, I feel like the big ones for me, I mean, there's Mario. Mario's the big one.
Mario's
the biggest one by far. Shadow of War is pretty exciting.
Yeah, Forza 7 for me.
I'm still looking forward to Destiny 2 and just other things. But yeah.
There are other things.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a fun rest of the year, I think.
Yeah, 2017, man.
Oh, it's been a great year for gaming.
Right?
I haven't played the Mario game yet, and that could be like my favorite one of all. But I think about that all the time, because I've reviewed a lot of games that I've just put in the 90s.
A lot of 80s and 90s. A
lot
of
90s. Like, even something like that seemed like forever ago that I almost forget about, like Gravity Rush 2, which I loved.
Oh, yeah. That came out
like January, and it was great. No one else likes that series as much as me.
No, you might be the world's number one fan of Gravity Rush.
I freaking love Gravity Rush, man. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Bro Podcast.
Go Tribe!